Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's going to be the greatest Donnie Football Friday yet tomorrow as we get ready for Steelers-Ravens. And I ain't buying what you guys were selling, that the apathy factor is going to overwhelm this game, Donnie. I think as the week goes along and we get this Penn State game out of the way, for those who are interested, who are many, that people are going to be fired up. They're going to be pumped for this game. It's Steelers-Ravens in a playoff game, and I realize that the Steelers have been reeling here, but that's not going to matter by kickoff. This is as big as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity to beat a division rival in their house in the playoffs and their season.
Ruin their season. And ruin their dreams.
I know that Lamar has a new deal as of the last few years, but you have to start questioning that team when they will finally get over the hump with that guy. Like, I'm sure, you know, your Bills are doing that with Josh Allen. Even though Josh Allen, an MVP candidate every single year, he'll probably win it this year. Like, as those years go by, you have to wonder, like, when are we going to hit, like, our last good shot? Like, when's our last big chance to win it?
Yeah.
Like, those teams and those fan bases always worry about that stuff.
I have five questions for you, Donnie, in advance of Donnie Football Friday tomorrow. You ready? Have you said hello to Sean?
Hello, Sean.
Hello, Donnie.
I'm excited to be with Sean tomorrow.
Have you guys called games together?
We
Many
have.
Times.
We actually had a pretty funny trip up to Altoona back in like 2016.
Yeah, I threw up in a McDonald's parking lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sean got sick on the way up.
That doesn't sound good. From being drunk or just...
No comment.
Okay.
I was right, professional on the air. That's all that matters, right?
We'll let that one pass.
They also almost didn't let us do the game. They said, like, the dues weren't paid.
Yeah, wow. Donnie intimidated them into changing their mind, so it worked out.
The mere sight of Donnie
yes.
could intimidate a person. Donnie, does Russell Wilson have a short hook in this game, a quick hook, I should say, and how do we define that?
I actually don't think so. I know a lot of Steeler fans want to be able to say yes and see Justin Fields early and see Justin Fields for the rest of the game.
Two three and outs and a pick. Is he still in?
You know what's bad? Now, are you asking what I would do?
No, I'm asking what you think they will do first.
I think they've lived with Russell Wilson this whole way out. Mike Tomlin made that move. They're going down with the ship.
Mm.
I think it's one of those situations.
What if he goes full Nate Peterman or late stage Jake Delhomme? I mean, you got to take him out at some point.
Yeah,
right?
you might hit a point where it's like you have no other option. But I think that
or Peterman. Did I say Peterson?
Nate no, Peterman. You said Peterman.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he had like the five interceptions in the first
right.
half. No, I think Mike Tomlin will stick with him basically the whole game.
All right, question.
We might see Fields work himself in.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, even in the game they won against the Ravens here, he came in late mm-hmm. and helped to seal the victory.
Yep.
That was the bad slide game, right? Where he took an early slide when it would have ended the game.
Yes.
But then he did convert. I mean, I don't know if you agree with this. I'll just make this one of the questions. I think that Justin Fields is either behind Pickens or ahead of Pickens as the most explosive player on the Steelers' whole offense. I think if you get the ball to Justin Fields, he could go 70 yards on somebody.
He absolutely can. I mean, he behind the quarterback they're facing on Saturday, you can argue with his legs, he's the second best runner as a quarterback in football. It just the rest of his game hasn't really caught up to that. That's why that he hasn't
Give him a pitch out instead of going with Cordero Patterson.
I think that's a better option than what they have done. He's certainly faster than two of their three running backs, without question, probably all three.
I'm still traumatized by that pitch to Cordero Patterson. I was telling at the beginning of the show, there's now a 12-step group for those of us who are traumatized by the sight of Cordero Patterson coming into a game where the whole game is resting on this series after the muffed punt. And Artie's best idea, and Tomlin signs off on it, is, hey, let's pitch out to Cordero. Donnie, what is he thinking?
They have had so many gaffes like that where you wonder, like, why is this the personnel that's out on the field?
Yes.
And that has not helped losing four games to end the season where we see moments in these games and that happens. Like random moments against, you know, whichever of the four teams they were playing where we question, why is this guy on the field? And then more importantly, why is that guy getting the football? Like, it's one thing to have Patterson out there and let's say it's a play where he's just in to block and, the ball doesn't go to him. It doesn't really matter. But they'll bring him out there and he will get the ball.
After he froze for the whole game and never touched the ball. It's unreal. All right, the next question. Are we going to get Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde with George Pickens? Because the way I see it, Donnie, we're not getting a five catch for 47-yard George Pickens. We're getting George Pickens, you know, practically walking off the field shirtless at halftime, or we're going to get a guy who actually turns in a good game. He's either going to completely implode because this is like a chemical reaction here. This is a playoff game. This is a cauldron. So you have one element, which is George Pickens, and the other element, which is playoff football, and that creates the chemical reaction of possibly an explosion. So something's going to happen here, in my opinion. It's going to be boom or complete bust. What do you think?
And you also have the little undertone of now, like the murmurs, will this be the guy's final game as a Steeler if they lose?
Yes.
I would really like to say boom on this. You have to get him one early. Like, you have to. And plus, they should be doing that anyway.
Yes, feeding him.
I don't know if that's a question you're going to get to. They should also come out and throw the football. Because I know that this was a different time with a different coaching staff and a different quarterback, but the idea, when they were the big underdog in Indianapolis almost 20 years ago,
yes,
why were the Colts so thrown off?
I was there.
Because a team that ran the football 75% of the time came out firing, and they had a second-year quarterback throwing it all over the place.
Right.
Like, you should be doing that in this game. Instead, we hear, well, we don't like to put the ball in the air because that increases the opportunity for it to get turned over.
Unbelievable quote the other day by Tomlin.
Okay, so basically admitting, I'm afraid to have my quarterback pass the football.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good because, what's modern football all about besides passing the football? Yeah, I mean, if we're playing in the 1960s, then that's one thing. You might as well run the triple option, Army-Navy style.
That truly was an incredible quote by Tomlin the other day. Sometimes you want to minimize risk, and it's less risky to run the ball than it is to throw. Oh, my God, that's something that Chuck Knoll would have said in 1973. That's something Curly Lambeau would have said in 1926. I did the first interview with Curly.
But I have my doubts that they will do what we want to see them do. I get that we're not always the ones that are right, but if you want to see a big game out of George Pickens, I think you have to get him involved early, which means passing the football early and passing it deep. I don't trust them to do that.
Donald Football sitting across from me. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I love TJ Watt and Cam. It's just the quotes sometimes come out funny from TJ. He's never won a playoff game. And it almost seems like that's the goal for the team and for him. Like, God, just let me win one playoff game. It used to be championships around here. And I know you got to win one to get to a championship, right? But it's like, his plea is just, please, let's win it. He was quoted yesterday, I haven't won a playoff game. I want to win one of them. It feels like that's been the theme of this whole season, which is great, but it's still only one playoff game, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It just sucks that that is how much the expectation and the standard that they talk about has been watered down. Like, yeah, it's been almost a decade since this team has won a playoff game, and now that's all they're asking for. The aspiration should be higher. Unfortunately, I can't blame TJ Watt for having that.
No, not at all.
Of like, hey, man, like,
just win a playoff game.
I'm not going to worry about a Super Bowl right now. I'm worried about just winning one of these games.
Yes.
I can't blame him, because to this point, he has won as many playoff games as the three of us, as you, me, and Sean Myers in
and
there,
Minka.
And everybody
throw
out
in
there
Minka.
Listening.
And throw in everybody else on this roster with the exception of a select few. Cam's won one. A couple other guys have won one here and there. Not many. Not like, many on this roster.
So, with that being said, you can't blame when one of the top players, probably the top player when it's all said and done, has that goal for himself. It's hard to get on the team as a collective with that being their goal. Because, yeah, obviously Super Bowl is going to be the expectation, or at least the goal for almost all 32 teams, you would think, going into a season. But when it's been this long, you got to at least ask for one of these games in January that means something.
Art the second is going to look like a toothless tiger here if they if they lose a playoff game and he does nothing, because it was him last year who said, I believe the quote was, it's time to start winning some playoff games. It's been, and I'm adding this, it's been just way, way, way too long. We figured it out, Donnie. Last week, you said your first conscious memory was age 6. So you take that times an 8-year drought, and there are kids who are headed to their freshman year in high school right here in our city who have no conscious memory, if they lose again, have no conscious memory of the Pittsburgh Steelers winning a playoff game or even competing in one. If they get blown out in this thing, the addendum to saying they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years would be to say they haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years.
That makes it even worse. Like that's like the salt in the open wound of all of this.
Yes.
Not only have they not won, like, okay, they get into these games, and if they were competitive, if they lost some real heartbreakers, that would be one thing. Like, man, they were right there. They lose 23-20 or 27-24. It's often a three-score game by the time the first quarter ends, or by the time they're at halftime, and then
66-0 in the cumulative first quarters of those five losses.
And then they try to make that, they try to have make up time, and you know, they make it look a little bit closer at the end than
lipstick
what it
really on a pig.
Was.
Donnie is the phrase. Lipstick on a pig.
The only game out of all of the losses since their last win that they had a lead in was that game in Kansas City. It was 7-0, and
yes,
then in the blink of an eye, it was 35-7.
Right, and the most incredible thing, in fact, I'm going to look it up right now. The most incredible thing is the only final score that even looks halfway respectable is 45-42, which was 2017, I believe, right?
Yeah, and the Steelers scored as time expired.
As time, that's what I was, as time, no, they had 1 second left. So, even in that game, Tomlin butchered the clock at the end. I remember having Ed Bouchette. He's like, that's not what lost the game. And I was saying, I know, Ed. It's not what lost them the game, but he still butchered the end of it and gave them no chance to win. They're driving at the end, down 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they've already completed a Hail Mary at the end of the first half to Martavis. That was basically a Hail Mary mm-hmm. throw by Ben. They've got Martavis. They've got guys who can catch those. So you have at least a ray of hope here. He drives down the field and lets the clock go down, down, down. You're like, Mike, kick a field goal and do an onside kick. You're down 10. He takes it down to 1 second, Donnie, and they score. Your only hope there is to kick an onside kick, have it be fumbled, and pick it up and run for a touchdown.
That would have been crazier than Cal Stanford.
Yeah. Joe Starkey called that game. Did you know that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Out in California. I don't know what else to ask, Donnie. Because I want to save your vision of the game and your prediction and everything for Donnie Football Friday. Here's one thing, and I know you have to go to prepare your guys. Jaylen Warren, We were talking earlier with the Batconian Mongoose about this, Brian Batko. He hasn't had one game where they've treated him like a number one runner. In other words, 25 touches. He had 6 touches last week. I guess his ribs are bothering him now. He got blasted on a 1-yard run by a defensive back, stopped short of the first down. If he's right and healthy, I want to see them get the ball to him bunches and bunches of times. I think he's their best running back. I think he's really good out of the backfield. Why don't they ever treat him, even in one game, like a number one guy? And would that be a good idea?
I mean, for as long as they've had Najee Harris, they've never treated Warren as that number one guy. I think it would be a good idea. I've been on the Jaylen Warren hype train for a while, and people always take that as anti-Najee, which I guess if you want to take it that way, I just think Jaylen Warren is a hell of a player. They also should utilize him, like you said, out of the backfield, short pass game. Like, that is a way to give your team a better chance to move the sticks, keep a drive going, than just the stuff you've been doing. The speed tosses, the
yes.
power tosses, whatever
oh,
you
no
want to
more
do
tosses.
With it.
No more tosses of any kind. They're a fast defense. Don't do it.
We will see a toss within the first 5 Steelers snaps on Saturday night.
If Cordero gets a toss play, I'm breaking my television. I'm not watching the game. And I'm not even that emotionally invested. Well, what the hell is Artie doing?
I will almost guarantee within the first 5 snaps of them on offense, we will see a toss. Hell, it might even be the first one, Joe.
I think it should be Justin Fields getting a pitch out and throwing a trick play bomb on the first play. I think
they got Ken Wisenhunt back in that booth.
Oh, would that be nice? Donnie, Pat Bostic said on the morning show today that the average third down play for the Steelers over this 4-game losing streak is 3rd and 8.5. What does that tell you?
That tells me that the first 2 plays of the drive almost never work, because if you end up in 3rd and long like that every single time, that basically is, well, we're trying to run the football and establish that run on 1st and 2nd down. So because they're afraid to get caught way behind the sticks,
right?
They're always not far ahead of the sticks either.
Exactly.
Like they are afraid to do something crazy in their minds on 1st or 2nd down. So hey, we're at least within that 10 yards on 3rd down, as if that does them any good.
Lastly, you're an offensive lineman by trade. So Mason McCormick with a broken hand. I guess if you're inclined to hold people, that could affect you. But how much does that really affect an offensive lineman? And do you expect them to be good to go?
I think he'll be good to go. I mean, it'll affect him a little bit. I mean, obviously, hands are important when you're an offensive lineman. And he said he's not going to play with a club, so I don't know if they will just, like, really tape that baby up or what. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, you want to have the hands to be able to grip the man in front of you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's holding on every play in football. If you haven't caught on to that by now, then just pay a little bit closer attention. So that's probably why he's going anti-club.
Yeah.
Although if he did have the club, maybe he can get a couple extra shots to the chest in. I don't know.
Remember when we had clubs for the car? The club on the steering wheel? Do you remember that, Sean?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I had one.
The thing that was like the sunglasses over the windshield so that it didn't get super hot in the summer was also a big thing.
Yeah, I had the club. My buddy Matt Gion got his car stolen from the corner of Walnut and Maryland in Shadyside where my apartment was. Woke up the next morning, no car. I went right out and bought a club.
Did you ever hear that,
Donnie? The club?
I've seen that. I never knew that's what it was called.
Everybody had them. Did they not work? Why doesn't
anybody? Yeah, it was a big thing in the 90s.
And I guess whoever steals cars figured them out, right? Car thieves. Because nobody has them anymore. When's the last time you saw a club?
They evolved.
They did?
Yeah, all of the carjackers evolved.
Donnie, thank you for your time and your kindness, and I'll see you tomorrow at 10.
What was the eye emoji about? Do you know?
Yeah, what was Pony's eye emoji about?
I have no idea. I kind of just joked that it was about the Pirates signing a
Caleb
lefty
Ferguson.
In the bullpen.
Caleb Ferguson. Plan the parade, Donnie. I'll meet you there. I will meet you here at 10 in the morning. We have predictions. We have preview. We have Ray Fittipaldo. We have a quiz show. We have the numbers game. We have, I don't even remember what, Nick Kostos on all things betting for the game. This is as big as it gets, and I will see you here tomorrow at 10, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it, and we get this guy.
Yes, we do. Sean, don't call him Seth Meyers, who is, he's very smooth back there. Who is he comparable to as, I don't know, a quarterback or an athlete in general? He's very unemotional. He just gets the job done. You know, if this guy comes into the game, you have a chance to win.
And, like, do we view him, since he's like a part-time guy, like he's not your usual guy, like one of those backups where, like, if he comes into the game, we're feeling pretty good about it?
I think so. I don't want to term him a backup, but by definition, you're coming in for people left and right here, Sean,
I mean, I would
right?
say for the most part of his tenure, it's almost like a Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch is brilliant.
Now, he can't have any of those games like he did against the Browns where they had, like, seven turnovers, but
can't.
We haven't seen Sean do that yet.
But it's Ravens week, and Charlie had maybe his most memorable game against the Ravens. Sean, do you take that as a compliment?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Big
veteran, time
compliment.
Veteran backup.
We feel real good with the game in your hands.
Steel Valley legend as well.
In some ways, better than City Limits, who's a little up and down. He's in Florida right now, isn't he?
Oh, he's living it up. He's talking about wearing his Pittsburgh gear at the airport.
He is
getting
pumped.
Nods from people.
Yeah, he's
you think
pumped.
He was drinking while he called in before?
Yes.
Oh, he called in.
As soon as the word drinking comes up, we get the Ron laugh. All right, so tomorrow at 10, I forgot what else I was going to say to you, Sean. Oh, you have to come up with a quiz show.
Seven questions, I heard.
Yeah.
Now, is this just Steelers-Ravens, or can
yes.
we do wild card based?
No, just Steelers-Ravens.
Okay.
You can go back as far as you want, even to the 70s. Not that you ever would, but that would be great.
Not
for
the
me.
Ravens to the 70s, though.
No, but you could ask a Steeler question about a wild card games, things like that, anything you like. And then you ask City Limits how to format the final question, because it's very tricky. And we don't want numbers questions. Like, don't say, how many carries did Franco have in this 73 game? Because then it becomes 26, 24, 23. You understand?
Yeah, I'll text him during the fourth quarter of the Penn State game tonight to get that info.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. Donnie, who's going to win the Penn State game?
I think Penn State. I don't know if that's a reverse jinx. Paul Alexander joked with me to not reverse jinx. I picked them. Well, I didn't really pick against them in that Boise State game. I never really picked that game. I picked against them in the SMU game. They blew them out of the water.
Yeah.
I think Penn State will get it done. Also, apparently Notre Dame, they have some flu issues.
Do
some
they?
Some of their team came down with the flu. Plus, I think it's fair to factor in, they had two fewer days of preparation and rest time.
Wonderful
points, all
of them. If you
remember, their game got pushed back.
That's why Donnie lifts all them weights. All right, Donnie, we'll get ready for a Donnie Football Friday. Text line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What's happening on the Steelers practice field? I'm quite curious about that. Hopefully Jeff Hathorn will join us next. If not, we'll check in with Jeff and get the latest news here on the Pomp and Joe Show.